1 Samuel chapter 13. Saul reigned 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose for himself 3,000 men of Israel, of which 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent to their tents. And Jonathan struck the garrison of the Philistines that was in Geba, and the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, "Let the Hebrews hear." And all Israel heard that Saul had destroyed a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was despised by the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots, and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore in multitude. And they came up, and camped in Michmash, eastward from Bethaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, because the people were distressed, then the people hid themselves in caves, and in thickets, and in rocks, and in high places, and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. And he delayed 7 days, according to the set time that Samuel had appointed, but Samuel did not come to Gilgal. And the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring here a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings." And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass, that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him, that he might greet him. And Samuel said, "What have you done?" And Saul said, "Because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that you did not come within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash. Therefore I said, 'The Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made request to the Lord Jehovah.' I forced myself therefore, and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "You have done foolishly. You have not kept the commandment of the Lord Jehovah, your God, which he commanded you. Because now the Lord Jehovah would have established your kingdom upon Israel forever. But now the kingdom shall not continue. The Lord Jehovah has sought for himself a man after his own heart, and the Lord Jehovah has commanded him to be captain over his people, because you have not kept that which the Lord Jehovah commanded you." And Samuel arose, and got up from Gilgal to Gibeah of Benjamin. And Saul numbered the people who were present with him, about 600 men. And Saul, and Jonathan his son, and the people who were present with them, stayed in Gibeah of Benjamin. But the Philistines encamped in Michmash. And the spoilers came out of the camp of the Philistines in three companies. One company turned to the way that leads to Ophrah, to the land of Sheol. And another company turned the way to Bethhoron. And another company turned to the way of the border that faces the valley of Zeboim towards the wilderness. Now there was no metal smith found throughout all the land of Israel, because the Philistines said, "Lest the Hebrews make for themselves swords or spears." But all the Israelites went down to the Philistines, every man to sharpen his plowshare, and his hoe, and his axe, and his pickaxe. Yet they had a file for the pickaxe, and for the hoes, and for the forks, and for the axes, and to sharpen the points. So it came to pass in the day of battle, that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people who were with Saul and Jonathan. But Saul and Jonathan his son did have weapons. And the garrison of the Philistines went out to the passage of Michmash.